For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much, much more in the 100-plus episodes of The Past and the Curious that are currently available. Find it in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Reading Bug, I'm so glad to see you today. Are you going to join us for craft time at the Reading Bug?
I sure am, Lauren. In fact, the craft today was my idea. I sure am excited about making such a fantastic craft.
Sure and fantastic. Those words remind me of our ocean adventure, Reading Bug. You know, I was planning a beach vacation for spring break this year, but we had to put those plans on hold. So instead, my whole family has been having fun pretending that our living room is an oceanside beach resort. I'm all in for a beachy craft today.
Do you remember the beach in Hawaii that we visited on our adventure? The ocean was so blue, and there were people all around us, snorkeling, playing volleyball, and flying kites.
I sure do remember. That's where we met Kai, a marine biologist who took us on a guided scuba diving tour of Hawaii's underwater world. What an amazing adventure.
And of course, the best part of our ocean adventure was meeting those silly dolphins, Danny, Donnie, Denny, and Dora.
You're right. Not only were they smart and playful and really funny, but Danny, Donnie, Denny, and Dora also saved us from a scary shark.
After such an incredible adventure in such a beautiful place, it was hard to say goodbye to Kai and the dolphins. Kai told us to say aloha instead of goodbye. He told us that aloha also means love, compassion, sympathy, and kindness, and that the people of Hawaii use it to say hello and goodbye.
And the dolphins taught us a great rap song about the importance of being kind to the oceans and to our world.
And remember, Lauren, we promised to share their message with all of our friends. So that's why we picked today's craft. It's a globe with a bow on the bottom that says, "The world is a gift. Take care of it."
That's a really important message, Reading Bug, and it's especially appropriate because April 22nd is Earth Day, an annual event that's celebrated around the world to demonstrate support for protecting our beautiful Earth, including the oceans, which cover 71% of it.
Reader, if you want to join us at the Reading Bug bookstore for craft time today, just visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/readingbug. We have crafts there every Sunday and story times every weekday.
And if you want to use your imagination and visit the Hawaiian oceans with me and the Reading Bug, you can tune in to our ocean adventure from season number one. And we know you've been waiting patiently for season 5 of Reading Bug Adventures. And guess what? It starts this coming week on Tuesday. See you soon.
And remember what our friends Danny, Denny, Donnie, and Dora taught us.
The ocean is our home, so help us keep it cool.
Floating garbage isn't good for fish or dolphin schools.
So don't be a litter bug and let your trash float out to sea.
And please don't take our coral to make your jewelry.
Being kind to the ocean will not make you wusses, but it will protect the dolphins and our friends the octopuses.
Hey, reader, do you want to rap with us so you can remember how you can help us when you get home? Just repeat after us.
The ocean's home to lots of life will help keep it cool.
The ocean's home to lots of life will help to keep it cool.
We know that floating garbage isn't good for dolphin schools.
We know that floating garbage isn't good for dolphin schools.
We promise we won't litter or let trash float out to sea.
We promise we won't litter or let trash float out to sea.
And we'll never take the coral just to make some jewelry.
And we'll never take the coral just to make some jewelry.
Being kind to the ocean will not make us wusses.
Being kind to the ocean will not make us wusses.
But it will protect the dolphins and our friends the octopuses.
But it will protect the dolphins and our friends the octopuses.